Hey, Nooch, how you doing?
Good.
I guess you're doing good. You got off the schneid and Hyman with a great net drive. This game had a lot of emotion to it. It started with a couple scraps that just illustrated everybody's level of engagement, didn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, Pears, it's a great battle, and he steps up there. And then Doc obviously stepping up for a teammate. So that kind of thing gets the rest of the group fired up, and we built off that.
Ryan, what was the feeling when the 3-1 lead disappeared? It's 3-3. Oilers, you've been through this situation so many times. Was there still a calmness within the group?
Yeah, I mean, I think actually once it was 3-3, we started to settle down a little bit more. I think obviously we want to take care of the puck a little bit better when it's 3-1, 3-2. But once it became 3-3, I thought we had a great pushback and started to feel comfortable again.
All right, you had a tough game against Ottawa on the penalty kill. And tonight, your penalty killing was terrific. And I can't imagine how nervous you were and kind of an iffy call at the end of the game there. But you guys were a perfect 5-for-5. That won you the game, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You can't imagine what I'm thinking in the box there with 2 minutes left. And, but, I mean, the guys did a great job, whether it's a call or not. You got to kill it anyway. So they did an amazing job. Stu stepped up when he needed to make some saves, and we didn't give him a whole lot of great A's.
Ryan, thanks for doing this.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there's Ryan Nugent-Hopkins downstairs.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.